back, session number 31445. This is Pat Batley, Real 8. Now, so you left HMS Diamond in 54 then?
Yeah.
And what did you do then? You're not quite sure, I think.
I think I went back into the reserve fleet.
Do you know which
ship? In the same, yeah. But that time, I had a proper job. They had a radar party, you know. And by this time, there was some people being reservists brought back. And they had these people, you had these people there, like, you know.
So you were with the reserve radar party. And what were you doing? Were you with one ship or were you going
to
ships?
No, you went all bold, all the ships, you know. And although there was in mothballs, quite a few of them, you could still get at the, you know, the thing and turn it on and test it, see that the radar was all free. Of course, you know, turn the aerials or anything like that, but you could. But this, you had an electrician with you, and of course, you had a radar thing, you just. And the radar, and you went all round, because there was a lot of ships lying in the reach, you know, at Gosport there.
This is at Portsmouth?
No, Chatham.
Chatham, sorry.
The reserve fleet, they're running, you know, the Medway. They had a trot of ships there. Plus, down at Sheerness itself, there was some laid up, up in the creeks. And of course, in Chatham thing itself, in the dockyard itself, you had reserve fleets, ships. But our little party, there ain't four of us. And of course, they give you a ticket, or you've got to go on this one, go on that one. And that was a good job, that was, you know, because you got out of the way, plus the fact you caught the trot boat down at Sheerness and things like that, you know. And it was interesting.
Well, they normally work in the radar. No problem then.
Yeah, well, most of them did, you know, when they destroyed and things like that. But some of the, you know, things like the little minesweepers and things like that, you know, no problem. No, they didn't work. But it was a.
Any other duties, or was that it?
Well, no, that was it. You were sort of a little party of your own, sort of thing.
And how long were you doing that? Because you was that your last post in all?
No, that was. I went somewhere else then. I forget where it was. So anyhow, I finished up in Chatham Barracks, and I was, working at in going out dockyard, going to the dockyard with ships in the dry dock. You know, you go down and cleaning the bottoms of ships and things like that, all working party things, you know. And another job I got there is funny, this is true, but it's sort of, you've got a duty there, and they you mine disposal party. Yeah, down by the Chatham Gate, just inside the Chatham, you know, the gate at Chatham Barracks there, it's just on your left there was a couple of Nissan huts and that, and there was they had all. Old mines and things like that, but they had.
Where from?
That was a different from, you know, the war and things like that, you know. Anyhow, but they had a mine disposal party, which made. It was a torpedo gunner, a chief, you know, chief torpedo man, and of course, four hands. Well, then, I got sent down there, and away we went to Burnham-on-Crouch. There was a mine washed up in Burnham-on-Crouch, right over the mud flats, you know. And we traipsed all over there. We went down there by, you know, one of them civvy drivers, you know. And we got down there, and we went to this thing. And as it happened, but this mine was upside down, you know, it was laying down with the thing down in the gully. We had to get a thing, and it one of them with the horns on, you know, I think it was called a V8. And we lift it over, and the gunner lowered, and they took the top off. And we carried all over these mud, we carried a gallon of petrol. or paraffin, a big bunch of waste, and of course, shovel and all the rest of it, you know. All over this mud and things like that. We had, you know, fire boots on and everything. But, the thing was, it was a bombing range there, and they had these here, like, big float masts where the bombing, you know, the dumb bombing range, you know. Well, we went behind, he sent us the gunner and the chief, they took these three two big blocks out from the core, like, and stuffed it with waste, poured some paraffin in, and set light to it, see? Before that, they took the primer and the detonator out and put them in a thing with an half-pound charge and blew that up. But then...
And what were you doing?
But we was behind this here... target, bombing target sort of thing, you know. He sent us behind there. He was looking out what they was doing.
What were you meant to be doing? I mean, do you see what I mean? What use were you to?
You was there for hunting the gear, you know, and of course, and digging it out and, you know, pulling
it
out.
So menial, just digging, yeah.
And you know, this gunner, he was mental. I want to say that, you know, just inside the cap light, there was a copper light plate sort of thing. I would have stopped to make good ashtrays for the mess, you know. It ain't one of them things. Quite laid back. But as I say, when we said, I should get behind there, you know, just in case. He said, sometimes, you know, once they're burning, they get too hot and they combust, like, you know, and all. I said, well, you. And he stood there and watched it. The chief comes out round and he said, he's fucking mental. He did, he stood there and watched it burn. But he warned us that it could combust, you know. So anyhow, when we done it, we had to get back a bit sharp because the tide was coming in or something like that. And anyhow, we got back to the place and there was a little pub there. Yeah, well, we go in there like and eat a bag meal, and you know, have a pint. And these people in this pub, they thought we were mental, because they could see it burning over the mud flats. No problem. This gunner is one of the most laid back people I've ever seen. They said he done. He said this is true. He'd done one, this chief was telling us, he'd done one a couple of weeks before at Southend, or, you know, just past Southend. And it was one of them aerial mines. And, but the army, who had a range down at Shoeburyness, the army had a big range down there, well, they turned up. So, they went, the chief and the gunner went out there and they sort of disarmed it and they was going to tow it up the beach, right? But these army blokes wanted it, you see, they'd come there. Do you mind if we have that? And he said, this is how this chief was telling us. Do you mind if we have that, sir? Yeah. He said, I don't know. He said, it's quite valuable, you know. And this is how he told us in the army fellows, how much do you want for it? Give us 10 bob. He sold it to the army for 10 bob. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a story, but it is the truth, yeah. So you imagine what the kind of person he was. I only met him that once. But that was one little job we'd done there.
Anything else you remember from when you were in Pembroke Barracks, isn't it, Chapter?
Yeah, it's I don't remember, not, you know.
So when were you you were demobilised from there, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, how did you ever think of staying on? I suspect.
No. I was done 7 and 5. I'd signed on for 7 and 5. You know, for 5 years reserve. But, anyhow, when I got in December, And then I got 28 days leave, and my service was up on the 29th of December, my birthday, see?
54.
Yeah. And I came, just afterwards, I met a girl that I knew her for a while, who lived down at Dagenham. I used to go seeing her down there, and all lovely, you know, we go and I got a job down in Ford's at Dagenham.
Did you? So you were pleased to get out?
Oh yeah. I was more than pleased.
Did you get a demob suit and all the rest of it?
I woke in and got a demob suit. Yeah.
Any good?
Well, I didn't know. I got a jacket and a pair of grey flannels and shirts and then a hat and you know a trilby and all kind of things. Oh, and a Mac. Yeah. Good gear, something. I'll give it to my old Uncle Jack. he lived up with us, yeah. I'll give it all. He'll give it in a big box, yeah. And,
now, so what was your first job then when you came out?
Yeah, I got a job in Ford's, it's Briggs Bodies in Dagenham. And on the night shift, and you know, I'm working on these here big presses, sort of thing.
Do you enjoy that?
No. I didn't, as I say before, I didn't like being in.
You didn't like being indoors, no. Yeah.
So I met up with a fellow I knew there at Dagenham, and he said, "Peter, go back to sea." So I went to Tilbury. I went to Tilbury and I went to the new entries place, and I said, "Yep, all right." I had a medical and everything like that, and. I left Ford's on the Friday. Oh no, I worked the Sunday night as well. But I never think. And the following Tuesday, I sailed out.
Now, what were you going out as? This is a seaman, right? You know.
Yeah, yeah. I went. As it happens, I sailed out senior ordinary seaman. Yeah. After doing 7.5 years in the Royal Navy, I had to sign that seat. Because I never.
And when did you start? Was that 55 then?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long were you in the Merchant Navy?
Well, the first session, I suppose. When did I get married? I got married when I was 25 then. I got married when I was 29. So 4 years I done on that session. Because when I got married, I left and got come ashore.
How did it compare with the Navy, the Merchant Navy?
Different entirely.
Now, tell me, I'm interested in that. What ways?
Well, you know, your watch system was different. Plus, you know, you don't call them sir, which I kept doing it, you know. And, you had the captain, first mate, second mate, third mate, and that's all. Plus about, at that time you had 8 ABs, and of course the engine room thing, cook, and one thing, and there were small crowds, like sort of thing. That was a ship's company, that, like, you know. And, you was, thing. But you was working the thing. You got overtime, you got thing, but all that, but it was different entirely than the
Did you prefer it?
Oh yeah. I, you know.
Why? What was better?
Because you were given a job to do. Well, you had to do, like, you know, even like taking the wheel, you know. You had to take your time and taking the wheel, look out. All the things to be doing, plus mooring and being, you worked all the, you were a seaman.
So it was more varied.
Yeah. But you was a seaman, you know, you'd done a seaman's job. Whereas in the Navy, you was washing all that business. But a lot of them.
Now, the only other thing is, you're a member of the Belfast Association, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is that important to you in any way? I mean,
it became about with quite an accident. I went a ball there one Wednesday, and I'm talking to one of the chaps out there. He was working on there, they had these civvy blokes working on, you know, I was on this ship, you know, on that gun there. He said, "Well, yeah, don't you, you know, go to the They said they've got an association on here. I said, well, I don't know. And it was quite... Anyway, that this lofty black ball, he told him about me, and I was wandering about up around the pubs or somewhere, and this lofty black ball. And he was on the Belfast the same time as me. Yeah. I had youngsters. And he was saying, well, come, you know, join this. And I was always wary about joining anything. I wouldn't join anything. I wouldn't join a Christmas club if I could help that sort of thing. But anyhow, I thought, well, why not? And then, because it was, I think I paid £10 or something to get on board. Like, you know, I'll get on for nothing. I've only been on there about 3 or 4 times since, you know. Took someone on board once.
What do you think of the ship and the how the one museum looking at it?
It's not the same ship. You can imagine like where the hangar was, you know, and the signal deck, that's all gone, you know, plus the davits, you know, where the whalers were, and then plus, you know, a lot of the, it's all thing. And I went up to the bridge, and the bridge is not there now. It's not. It used to be an open bridge, you know, and that it's not the same bridge. It's just a place where they press buttons, was it? Yeah, it's not. It's entirely different.
Because of the refits.
When it came home for the thing that was down at Portsmouth for a long time, wasn't it? Yeah. It's not. But I mind you, I still like. I took one of my mates on there, and he'd worked on the Belfast when it was in, down at Portsmouth. He was in the Navy, but he was I took him on there, sort of thing. And he said it was entirely different, yeah.
Thank you very much.